Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. All right, listen, we got a lot of stuff to throw at George Kurtz when he joins us. I'm going to ask him if he saw the tweet that I sent him. And you know, this is a little bit off topic right now, but before we bring back our AM radio affiliates, as we kick it on SiriusXM channel 159, I am Gable Morenci. So we all, you know, all these teams now, they have home run celebrations. Not every team, but for the most part, right? Like, you remember the Red Sox had the wheelbarrow. Teams will have little dances and all this. And the Blue Jays have their home run jacket, right? So the Blue Jays have a home run jacket. And there's a team in Toronto, a Little League team here. There's a video of a Little League team. They've adopted the Blue Jays home run jacket. And there's a video here of the kids. They look like they're about 10 years old type thing. And the kid hit a home run, and he's putting on the jacket. All his team, they're giving him the jacket and stuff. And I tweeted, I said, not a fan of this at all. I'm down for the kids to have fun, but this not the way. And my problem with this is, if anybody's thinking, well, you know what, Morenci, you're just, you know, you're an old school old man here on this. No, you know why this is a problem? Because now these kids, when they go up to the plate, they're going to want to hit a home run so they get the jacket from their buddies. It's the same damn thing with the turnover chains and all this stuff. I have no problem after the game. After the game, I don't have a problem. Like with Miami to U and their stupid turnover chain. You know what I mean? Yeah, good for you. You got a turnover. You're losing 21-7. You're dancing like a jackass on the sideline because you got some chain that, you know what? Like, really? It's a distraction. Like, I understand all these kids, they got guitars, they got axes, they got this and that. And Well, you know, it's the modern era and stuff. Yeah, I don't have a problem. After, you know what? Hey, badass in a game, here's an axe. All right? You get the axe. You get the gold chain, man. You get the chain for the week. You know what I mean? But during the game, then the focus becomes on me. I'm going to make a play, and I'm going to get the chain. Right? It becomes you're distracted. I don't care what, you know what I mean? It just is. And if you're a kid, you don't need jackets and stuff like this. What you need when you're a kid, learn how to hit a baseball. Learn to play baseball the right way. And I'm not saying yell at the kids and be a jerk to them and stuff. Let them have fun, right? Give them a damn jacket after the game and say, all right, the player of the game here, hey, kid, you hit a home run, you get the jacket tonight. Right? I don't have a problem with that. I don't want to do this stuff during the game. You're not teaching kids the right way, right? You're teaching them the showboat as like 10-year-olds. And you know what? It really does have a trickle-down effect. I gotta tell you, like, I know I'm gonna sound like get the hell off my lawn Clint Eastwood here, but that wouldn't happen like my coaches and stuff when I played sports. They'd be like, jacket? What the hell? Like, they'd be like, what the hell? Right? Just be like one of my hockey coaches did. He told us before, if you guys win, I'll buy you beer. If you lose, I won't. We never lost. Be illegal now, though, to do that. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Another epic night of sporting action. The Florida Panthers, not facing elimination, but they sure as hell would have been in a lot of trouble. They were down 2-1 late. They tied a game with a couple of minutes left, and then they went in overtime. They beat the Washington Capitals 3-2. The Calgary Flames beat the Dallas Stars in the Lone Star State. Meanwhile, we had a close basketball game in San Francisco. Game stays under the number, way under the number, 101-98 final score to Golden State Warriors. were victorious. It wasn't easy. All right, so Steph Curry hit 8 free throws over the final 45 seconds to help me win an in-game bet. And there was a little bit of controversy, and it was a little bizarre world-ish at the end of the game in which the Grizzlies hit a 3 at the buzzer at the end, and they didn't count it. They stopped the game. The game was over. Everybody's hugging. They're on the court, and the final score was 101-95. Now, why does it matter? It matters to somebody. It's like the Triumph song. Somebody out there somewhere is waiting for somebody, right? So, somebody's waiting for someone. There you go. Say that a bunch of times. Somebody out there. I can't sing Triumph. He sings too well for me. Too angelic. Anyways, with in-game betting and stuff, somebody had it. Look, I was sweating out 193.5 or 195.5. So you're telling me some poor bastard out there didn't have 196.5 and that shot goes in and they don't count it? I would have had a heart attack. And you know what? I praise Wiggins, but he only hit one of the two, huh? He bricked the second one. Thank God, bro, he hit that first one. I stand by. I said I won't rip you. You hit the shot, you got it done. But now I take it back because Memphis hit a 3 anyway, so I didn't need you. I'm kidding. You know, I'm going to tempt the gods. I don't want to tempt the gods. I once saw somebody bet like $48,000 on a game. It was the Lakers and the Pistons when Kareem and Magic were playing up in the Hollywood Hills. His father was like a big film producer. And he literally got on his knees and looked up to the sky and said, "God, if you get me out of this jam, I'll never bet again." It was one of the biggest miracles ever. We had an over. It had no business getting there. The game went to overtime, and then we barely won in overtime. As soon as the game was over, he put like another 40 dimes down on the game. I said, "Dude, man, you just told God, man." He goes, didn't end well for him. Hope you're doing all right, my man, wherever you are. I haven't seen this guy in about 25, 30 years. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! I see Barry Trotz right now on TV. He was relieved of his duties by the New York Islanders. We'll get into that and more. George Kurtz, who's actually an Islander fan, joins us. A lot of stuff I want to get to with Kurtz. What's going on, George? Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, they didn't start off well. The Trotz news definitely caught me off guard, but I guess it got better after that. Couldn't get much worse if you're an Islander fan.
I guess we can start off there. Well, it's not like you won the Stanley Cup or anything, right? I mean,
yeah, but
it
think
is.
About what the Islanders have been through. I mean, you know what the Islanders have been through. We finally had a top-notch head coach. And you get rid of them, you go back-to-back Stanley Cup finals, or conference finals, I'm sorry. And, okay, you didn't make the playoffs this year, but you know, you had a 13-game opening road trip. The NHL didn't realize what was going on with COVID. The Islanders had to play through it when they had 8 guys on COVID IL. Then the Senators and Sharks sort of got screwed. I think the Jets a little bit as well here, before the NHL realized what was going on here. This wasn't Trotz's fault. I mean, I'm pretty stunned this morning, Gabe, when I heard the news. You're stunned that they would do that, that Lou would do this. He has to know the value of a good head coach.
Well, number one, Lou Lamoriello, exactly. He has a plan, though, Lou, I'm sure, right? So,
yes.
We're, the fallout. What's that echo there, if we can stop that? There's a reverb echo coming back here now. I'm sure it's on you, Curtis.
I'm not hearing anything.
Mateus, you don't hear this? Every time I talk, it bounces back after. Well, you guys both deaf? Come on, man. All right, hang up with Kurtz. Let's reconnect with Kurtz here. Let's see what's going on. See if we reconnect with Kurtz. Yeah, there's like an echo going back and forth in my ear here. Well, now you just heard it. It's been going on. Yeah, when I talk, it sounds like Darth Vader echoing back after. Like I said, I blame Kurtz, but we'll see what happens. Deal with it. Deal with it. Get back to me on this. We'll get Kurtz back here. As far as Lou Lamoriello is concerned and his Barry Trotz stuff with the New York Islanders, we'll find out in a couple of days. You know what I mean? Word will come out. But number one, you know, was it a clash between Barry Trotz and Lou Lamoriello? And number two, you're not going to win a clash against Lou Lamoriello, right? Lou Lamoriello has more success than Barry Trotz. And let's not make Barry Trotz into Scotty Bowman here, all right? He's a good coach. He's a good coach, but let's not turn him into Scotty Bowman. And then number three, the question is, and this is something that we don't know. I do not know, and I will not pretend to know. Now, Carver, you know, does it, and I don't know if we got Kurtz back yet. Let me know when we got him back. But we don't know, man, like if basically the guys in the room have tuned him out. You know, yeah, they had success. They made it to the conference finals 2 years in a row. And it fell apart this year, no fault of the coach. But at the same point in time, we're not in the room. We're not around the team. And maybe there's signs of things that Lou doesn't like moving forward, or he knows. Like, for all we know, there's a bunch of little developing problems between Trotz and players on the team, right? Where it's like, yeah, you know what? Like, coaches have a shelf life. I guess that's the best way of putting it. And you'll see oftentimes coaches will go to places and they'll be very successful for, you know, 2-3 years and then year four. And then by year five, the message is tuned out. And now that's even accelerated now. Now, I'm not saying that it was justified to let him go. I'm just stating we don't know the facts. So it's one of these things. Right, it's either that there was a clash between Trotz and Lamoriello between the direction of the team or what they thought should be the direction of the team, and you're not going to beat Lamoriello on this. And the other thing is, did Lou think that, you know what, these guys are starting to tune this guy out, and I'm not going to wait till mid-season next season when we're struggling and they tune him out. You know what I'm saying? So you can never speculate really on this stuff as to why, unless you're actually in the room. Listen, you know, the Montreal Canadiens are a classic example. Is they're always firing coaches, right? The Canadiens are always firing coaches, and sometimes it's justified and sometimes it isn't, but they fire coaches so quickly now in the NHL, guys. Like, put it this way. The modern player, even though he might not be a superstar, they have a lot more power than players used to before. Like before, like even to be a superstar, didn't like the coach, and he couldn't really get him fired, or anything. He wouldn't try to, right? Like he wouldn't try to. But like the modern athlete is very, and everything is accelerated now. Like a GM and a coach used to get, I have a 5-year plan. You don't get 5 years now. Now it's 3 years. And it's the same thing. Like, the GM will panic because he knows he's on the clock, so he'll fire the coach right away. I've seen it, especially in the NHL. Once you lose the room, you're done. You know, Travis Green with the Vancouver Canucks, the classic example. I mean, look, man, the Georgia Star, the Islanders, whatever. The Vancouver Canucks went deep in the bubble, too. And they had a good thing going with Travis Green. Until they didn't. And then basically, it was like, yeah, they don't like him. They're not listening to him anymore. And you can say, well, it's your job. What do you mean you're not listening to the coach? You know what I mean? If the guy can't motivate the room, if everyone in the room has heard everything that he said, or they don't like him anymore, and there's been a trust factor that's been broken, or that the coach throws the players under the bus in the media all the time, Travis Green started to do that. Right, they asked him about the Canuck power play once after a game, and he said, "They said, why don't you like shake up the power play since it's struggling? Try some other guys." And he said, "I can only put the guys on the ice that are on this roster." And when he said that, I was like, "Yeah, yeah, bro, you're on the clock. You're about to get fired now for saying that." Like, because you're not like motivating your team. What you just did right now is you just showed up the general manager of this team by saying that the GM gave me bad players. He got fired like 48 hours after he said that. Like that was, you know what I mean? Like that was, you know, like so. There's a balance with this type of stuff. All right. So what's going on with Kurtz? All right. I understand there's a situation, but we're going to deal with it in a couple of minutes. Yeah, from what I understand now, I'm looking in the chat. See, the listeners even heard it. Yeah, Brian Jensen says the echo was there, but it's gone now. Yeah, because Kurtz is gone. That's why. They shut it down. We had to shut it down. So as I stated, like I said, whatever a coach gets fired, you never really, you know, sometimes you'll know. But in hockey, like I'm just saying, the players have a big influence. You can't trade 23 guys. Right, like Guy Carboneau was a great Hall of Famer, and you know he's a coach, and you know the Dallas Stars played for the Canadiens, and I had him on. I got along with him, like so. I used to have him on, and he told me the line about with a coach, and he said if you're a good coach, he basically said because there was a lot of turmoil in Montreal, they didn't like him and stuff. He was too hard on them because he used to rip them in the media. He'd basically say, I don't understand these guys, how they don't work harder. Because whatever, Guy, you were a nut job that worked this next level, right? Like, great players don't make great coaches often because they can't relate to players. They just get mad at them. So Guy Carboneau was getting mad at the players all the time. And he told me on Sports Rage, I don't know, about 18 years ago. Hell, it had to be a long time ago. That... he said 33% of the players will love you on the team because you give them playing time. He said 33% of the players will hate you just because it's human nature. Not everyone's going to like you. And then he said it's your job as a coach to keep the 33% that are indifferent towards you away from the people that hate you. And he started laughing. And that's the number one dynamic, basically. I want to get into the Lakers coaching situation, too. How's that going? You fired Frank Vogel for what? You guys are ready to hire the kids and sell, like, Kobe counterfeit T-shirts outside the arena as the next coach. Late Night Anger Management class. Is Don on the phone? Where are those pictures I asked for? Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, you tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston.
Not as long as you bastards are running things.
Hey, now speak up, George. I can't hear you. You tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston. Not as long as you bastards are running the things.
Late Night Anger Management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi, the pimps, the parts, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. I told George Kurtz during the break, stop ruining my show, man. He said, come on, we were flowing along here. I was looking forward to joining him, and then we had a Darth Vader issue. But I believe it's been dealt with. Kurtz got defensive. I think he called me chief. I don't know what you said. You sort of got defensive. You said, settle down, chief. I didn't do anything different than I normally do. All right, but it seems to be fine now. We'll thank our crack staff. Oh, my crap came up with that crack stuff. Well, thank our team of engineers. I believe we have the situation settled. George Kurtz. So, George, I'm just saying, and listen, you would know more than I would. You follow the ins and outs. I said Carver, you know, Carver is a big Islander guy, and he's got a show and stuff. But I was just saying, when it comes to a coach getting fired, especially a situation like this where it's, like, not obvious. Like, sometimes, like, wow, they suck. That's why I got fired, right, or whatever. So this is not, like, an obvious situation. So as I was saying when we were reconnecting with you, either it's a situation where him and Lou are clashing, right? That they don't agree with a vision moving forward. Lou doesn't like the way that he played somebody or that he treated, you know what I mean? There could be a problem between the two of them. And I was going to throw in, Lou Lamoriello's fired a lot of people, bro, over the years, too. It's another thing. So, I mean, the guy's made himself a coach. Like, he's done everything insane. This guy's done everything. So, he is kind of crazy. That's number two. And the other thing I was going to say is sometimes maybe they saw something that the team is tuning them out, and they thought, why wait until we know we're going to do this, like if they struggle again next year? But my deal with that, I would counter-argue that by saying, it's not like the Islanders have any players on their team that have enough juice, like, to get a coach fired. You know what I'm saying? Like, someone could say, oh, I got a problem with this guy, and I can't take it anymore. Yeah, you know, Connor McDavid, yes. You know what I mean? Like, if Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner actually went to management and said, we don't like the coach, that coach would get fired. But the Islanders don't have anybody that has that type of power, so I don't know what the explanation is. I assume Larry Brooks will know in a day or two.
I doubt anybody will know unless Trotz says it. You know, Lamoriello's not giving it away. It's his history. Right, he doesn't say anything to anybody. I think you actually hit on what it is.
It's New York. It's going to get out.
Lamoriello doesn't let anything out, right? He's really good. You know that. He's very much against that.
Yeah, but players will talk, George. Like, trust me, we're going to find out why.
Know. I don't know what the players know.
Trotz
did say a couple of times during
the year
that.
They're on the team. Of course they know.
You don't know if there's anything going on between him and Lou. You don't know that. But that being
said. Yeah, but George, that's the whole point. Like, you don't know. None of us know. If you're not in the room, for all we know, man, they don't like him. Right? And maybe like half the team says, you know what? Screw this guy. And like you said, a lot of stuff happened. It wasn't his fault. But that's what I'm saying. Unless you're in the room and you're with the team, you know. But the thing is, I guarantee you, George, that we're going to know. It'll be like, I'm surprised we don't know fully already. There'll be leaks. Like, there'll be, this is why he told this kid this once. Like, it could be a million things. So I'm not shocked by this, actually, to be honest at all, to be honest with you, George. You know, I know people are acting like he's not Scotty Bowman, Trotz. I mean, whatever. He's a coach. They had a bad year. Lou Lamoriello fires people all the time. How many coaches has this guy fired in his life?
Okay, can I go now?
Go on.
Okay. Now, I think what the reason is, since you asked, is that you did hit on it. One thing Trotz, and he's done, and it's frustrated me as well, he doesn't trust young players. All right, that's Wallstrom. Whenever the Islanders had anything going wrong, Wallstrom got benched. Every time. You know, and I think Lou is also wondering, why is Barzal taking a step back? Yeah, and he has. Because once again, Barzal was another whipping boy. When everything's gone wrong, Barzal would see his bench, he'd be benched. You know, not a healthy scratch, but just benched for a period. You know, why didn't Bellows do anything? He doesn't trust the younger defenseman. You know, I think it's just Trotz. It's the way he is. He only trusts veteran players. I think that's annoyed Lou to some degree here. That being said, firing Trotz is,
So you just answered right the now, question. How can you be surprised if you just answered the question right there?
Well, of course you're surprised because, once again, it's Barry Trotz. He may not be Scotty Bowman, but he's a top three coach in the NHL. And the Islanders, with their history, when was the last time they had a good coach before Trotz? Are we going back to Arbor? I mean, it's been a long time since the Islanders. So it's a big risk here. And I'll give you another thing. Name me one move that Lou has done that's paid off. I think the problem is Lamoriello. I don't want to say the game has passed him by, but he has not made all these signings that he's done. He keeps signing Devils and Andy Green, Palmieri, all the Islanders that he re-signed. He gave Bailey more money, Lee all this money. These guys they're little second, third line players. You gave him all this money. It's about the Islanders' salary cap hell. You didn't know what you had in Devin Toews, and you traded him away. And now guess what you're looking for? Devin Toews. You need a defenseman who could skate the puck out of the zone here. So Lou has made a lot of mistakes, and I think in some ways he's deflecting the blame off himself as well. Now, Trotz has also said a couple of times this year that the season was a grind on him. I think it was his mother or his father passed away. He was gone for that. So when I first heard it, I thought maybe he tried to tell Lou, maybe I don't want to come back next year, that sort of thing. But I think if that was true, Trotz would have spoken up by now and said, no, this is a mutual decision. So I'm guessing that's not true. So I think it's a big gamble.
Yeah, but look at there it's back. But I was going to say, look at Barry Trotz. The Washington Capitals let him go after.
All right, like, why? I'm going to look out for him. They want to make sure he sits.
Yeah, but like, why did they let him go?
Well, money. They let him go because of money. And that isn't that much.
Yeah, but not just money. They clearly didn't want him there anymore. If they wanted him, they would have paid him, right? Like, they can say it's not just money.
He wanted a lot of money. They didn't want to pay him.
Yeah, but like, if he was such a great coach, why wouldn't they?
As much.
Why wouldn't they pay him then, though? That's my whole point. Like,
maybe
it's pretty.
They won the cup. They didn't care. They were done.
No, but it's pretty clear that Trotz, as I stated earlier, coaches like that are intense like this, you can't be the coach of the same players over and over the same year and berate them and stuff and expect them to play for you.
3 years.
There's the lifespan. Dude, how many coaches have the Canadians gone through in 3 years? How many coaches have they gone through in 3 years?
I'm not saying you're wrong, by the way.
And they made it to the cup. ESPN
said the same thing you just said, by the way. That is the lifespan. It's about 3 years now. That's what it is.
Yes.
And that's nuts. I mean, that's just nuts. I mean, that's all we got now is 3 years for a good coach. We're not talking about somebody who didn't win here. Owls didn't make the playoffs this season. They still had a winning record. Everything they went.
It's like a relationship.
Nuts.
No, you're married and stuff, but modern people aren't going to stay with someone for 3 years that yells at them for 5 years or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's sort of like that is. And I said it before I said the same thing that Tortorella is saying. So I thank you, coach, that it used to be 5 years. Right. And that's too long even. But a GM and even in business. Right. There's the saying, the 5 year plan. Right. That doesn't exist anymore. Like we see it in the National Football League. Right. With quarterbacks. Right. Number one pick used to sit behind somebody, might not even play for 2 years, etc. Right. Or at least 1 year. Now, people think that Trey Lance is a bust already somehow. Kid played a game and a half or whatever. Right. Oh, well, from what we saw, look at Tua. Tua's played like, you know, a season and a half of football, and people like judge him when in the old days, but we live in this new era now, George, because the coaches and the GMs, no one has 5 years anymore. Unless you're Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys, then whatever, you have eternity.
So, you're killing me here. All right, let's not bring the Cowboys.
I'm just saying it's true.
Listen,
Jason Garrett or Kellen Moore. Then you have a free pass.
The problem is, I'm not saying you're wrong, because I think there is something to this. But that means if you're a coach of a bad team, you got no time. None. Because it might take you 2 years just to get the team turned around. You only got three at max. If that is what it is now, that you're only going to get 3 years, that's nuts. That is just nuts. Like I said, I think there is something to the fact that the younger players, because I know that frustrated me too. You know, he wouldn't trust a younger guy, especially when the season wasn't going well. He had nothing to lose.
But if they're trying to develop younger players, that's the classic. That was the classic Flores stuff in Miami, right? He said, "Oh, well, they want me to do this." No, they didn't. You're in a tank. They're trying to make the team better, right? And if you don't want to play this guy or that guy, that's the whole thing. Look at like the Tua stuff. He didn't like Tua, so he was mean to Tua all the time. Right, he yelled at Tua, he blamed Tua all the time. Oh, our quarterback has to be better. And the GM and the owner told him, stop treating him poorly like this. Stop, you're hurting his confidence, right? What happened? They end up firing him, and he pulls this bogus lawsuit crap after the fact. Like, you know, like that stuff matters, George. You answered the question. Yeah, but you answered the question about the players, about... If they don't think the development of the players is going well, and you got an older coach that doesn't like younger players, then you're kind of spinning your wheels, aren't you?
I agree. I mean, that's part of the problem. That's great. But I said, I also think this is Lou deflecting the blame. Remember, the Islanders did nothing at the trade deadline. Nothing. One of only two teams. For a team that had no chance to play, they did nothing. What is Lou thinking here? What are you thinking? I mean, it's just strange here. And now he says, oh, during the offseason, we need to make a hockey trade. No kidding.
But what about... What about the ownership, though? Do they want to spend money?
They're very quiet. Very quiet.
Do they want to spend money?
You know, I don't know. We don't know.
That's another thing too. You could blame Lou Lamoriello, but what do they spend all their money on? The arena? it's not like you have star players.
Anders Lee's making $8 million a year. Bailey's making, what, $5-6 million? They have so many guys who are making money. That's the problem. Nobody's making $10 million plus, but they have so many, like I said, 5 to 8 as far as your forwards, 5 to 9 who are making money.
You're kind of screwed.
Yeah. They're going to be in middle hell for a while.
We spent far too much time talking about the New York Islanders. Once again, I blame Kurtz.
Not my fault. I was gone for a second.
sportsgrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. sportsgrid.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
He'll lose.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice. He's a little boy lost in a game of men.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it.
Mo, $23 on New York.
All right, late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Kurt Sabotage us with Islander talk. And people in Long Island barely care about the Islanders, to be honest. But Kurtz comes at five. I'm upset. I woke up today because of Lou Lamoriello. And then you just answered like 10 reasons. Well, I'd say 5 reasons why he's gone right now, Kurtz. So you kind of answered the question yourself why he's gone.
I'm just guessing here. That's why he. I was curious if anybody else what the real reason is. It's just a guess. We heard nothing about this all season long. There were any problems. Like I said, for me, I think it is the younger players thing, the fact that he doesn't trust them or that they've regressed or haven't matured to being the player that maybe Lou thinks they should be. Even though none of these guys, by the way, are his draft picks. Outside of Dobson, Dobson's actually has played very well under Lou. Brock Nelson's been great under Lou. He wasn't under anybody else. It's just a guess on my part. And I think, like I said, I think part of it is he's deflecting blame here. I think he's smart to realize, oh, you know what? Things don't work out. People are going to come after me for my moves, which, like I said, I can't think of one move that's pure Lou that's worked out for the Islanders. Not one other than the drafting of Dobson.
I'm looking here right now on the New York Post, on their front page here, their website. Rangers humiliated themselves. Like, this is like how the Islanders get treated. I'm just looking here. So, headline Rangers. So, picture the Rangers. Warriors rally late to extend series lead. Bass Fishing's ultimate Warriors showman dead. That beats the Islanders. Brett Favre. Are you looking right now? Like, look, Source. Like,
that's big news, man, the Bass Fishing.
Bass Fishing ultimate showman dead at 88. Brett Favre wrestler sued by Mississippi over welfare spending. Brett Favre ripped off the state of Mississippi welfare fund for like $1 million. That flew under the radar, allegedly. Rangers continue to have no answers for inspired Penguin star. Rangers top line's getting completely dominated. Rangers defenseman sit for third straight game.
Got fired?
Here it is. I like this, Kurtz. SI swimsuit issue to feature WNBA players. Stars erupt as Celtics even series with Bucks. Panthers rally late. Panthers Yankees duo raises eyebrows with slow jogs to first. How Buck Showalter is winning the media and how much he is with the Mets. Wow. I'm scrolling. Holy crap. All right, here's more Rangers. Bro, they don't even mention it, Kurtz.
That's weird.
I told you. Look it. Are you looking? I'm on the page right now. I'm looking. I can go over every story.
I don't read the Post, man. How about Newsday? I'm more of a Newsday guy than the Post. Newsday's Long Island, so of course they'll have it. I mean, it was the top story on the NHL.com. Watched that earlier, and even ESPN had it. So, like I said, Tortorella talked about it earlier today, working for ESPN and them. Like I said, I as an Islander fan, it just brings back the band real quick.
They do have one story here.
Lamoriello got there.
They do have one story. Mike Vaccaro writes, Barry Trotz firing is right out of Lou Lamoriello's playbook, as I stated. I mean, the guy, come on, dude. He's like a Steinbrenner, this guy. He fires everybody all the time.
He fired a coach when they were in first place in 2000, remember?
I brought it up earlier, and I said, hey, so he changed coaches 8 times in 16 years with the Devils, so that's an average every 2 years. So it's right on par. Like, it's on par. So, you know, that's why I'm like, no, this is what he does. And he went 3 Stanley Cups in a period with 3 different coaches, Jacques Lemaire, Larry Robinson, and Pat Burns. All former Montreal Canadiens. That's what you guys need to do. You need to hire a Canadian player. And then you'll win. There's the, let's see, Sahir Vaccaro. Like I said, they'll
have a magical run, as you said, but they're not Stanley Cup material.
No.
Not as currently constructed anyway.
You had a nice run. You got it. That's another thing, too, Kurt. So all these teams getting new arenas, and they fleece the fans. That's it. You've been played for a little while. So what's this? Yankees duo raises eyebrows with slow jogs to first.
Yeah, Donaldson and DJ LeMahieu was watching the game. And, you noticed it because I noticed it. I think I tweeted about it that Donaldson certainly could have beaten out a ground ball. Which is weird about it, if you watch the whole series versus Texas, this is a terrible fielding team. They were making errors all over the place all weekend, whether they were called errors or not. How are you not running out ground balls? You know, Donaldson's ground ball to shortstop. He's definitely loafing it down there the first third until the guy dropped the ball. Then he starts running. He'd have beaten it out. And DJ LeMahieu didn't run either. And once again, loafed down there, and the guy didn't drop it. He made a bad throw. The first baseman actually caught it and then ran back to first base to touch the base. Both guys would have been safe if they ran here. It was an ugly game. They won the game, the Yankees, but they're hitting that way. They've scored 6 runs now in the last 36 innings. They're not hitting at all of a sudden. This is what the Yankees are. When they hit, they're monsters. But when they don't, they're a bad, bad team because they're not going to play traditional baseball. It's either home runs or nothing.
Did you take offense to Rangers manager Chris Woodward referring to Yankee Stadium as a little league ballpark? Yeah, to apologize.
Today, Gabe, you said he was joking. Give me a break. Are we going to get mad at Fenway then? All right, are we going to get mad at Coors? Are we going to get mad at Toronto?
Woodward said after. He was upset about a home run. Yeah, Torres hit a home run.
The gripe with Torres
hit a short
in the first game of the doubleheader yesterday. It was a Yankee Stadium home run. He's absolutely right. It's probably not a home run in any other ballpark. And by probably, I mean definitely.
Yeah, he said after, that's an easy out in 99% of the ballparks in the league. It's a little league ballpark. He said today, probably bad words on my part. I gave it a layup for a lot of people, but listen, I meant no disrespect, obviously, to this place, and obviously it's a world-class organization and ballpark. I talk about it as always being one of my favorite places to come play, but I understand why Yankee fans will get upset about it. That's why I love them.
I don't know why I'd get upset. Who cares? I mean, really, who cares? I mean, personally, I don't like the fact that it's so short either. I think the Yankees, when I go to a ballpark, I like Fenway because I like the green monster, the big wall in center, the small wall. I like the parks to have something. Yankees don't have anything. It's a beautiful park, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't have any pizzazz to it. I wish they would have made left center go back to 431 like they had it in the 80s. When Winfield was there, right? Give it something. Make it Death Valley again. Remember we used to call Yankee Stadium Death Valley in left center?
Yeah, but they don't want that.
61 when Joe DiMaggio played. But make it 431 again. Bring back some nostalgia there. And then the short porch would mean more. Yeah, okay, you got the short porch in right. But, you know, hey, you got to hit the left field. You need a bazooka to get it out of there. It's $399. It's still big. But I would have liked to have that back. So I understand why people get annoyed about it. But last I heard, Gabe, the Rangers had 9 innings to hit that short porch, too.
The Yankees get the Blue Jays tomorrow, Kikuchi and Severino. Yankees are minus 158. This is the third time they're playing, George. This is just a quick two-game set right now. So what's it been? They split the first two into four, and then the Yankees took 2 of 3 the last time, right? So now they're playing. Now it's a two-game set. The Blue Jays are having a hard time hitting the baseball. It's crazy because people talk about this power that they have, or all the high flying and powerful Toronto Blue Jays. They're really not, right? Like, and they're not alone, bro. No one hits the baseball anymore, right? They hit a home run every once in a while, but other than that, nobody makes contact anymore.
You've heard the new theory now, right? That the Mets brought up that the Bulls are.
I talked about it last night.
For primetime games or national TV games. It's interesting.
Oh, what the Mets? That's what they're saying. If they purchase. Them. Yeah. See, that's
that the Bulls are.
This
dead
is the problem.
It's a national TV game, then they're juicing them.
This is the problem, man, with baseball screwing with the balls all the time. And that's the only sport that does this, that it opens up. I had Jason Bitakafin on last night, and he's not a conspiracy theorist. The guy is a GM for the Blue Jays, like A-ball. He's like an executive with the UFC and stuff, so he's not like some nut job. And he said to me last night on the show that he goes, I'm not saying, I'm just saying, and he threw it out there, that they deaden the ball to screw players so they'll make less money in arbitration. It's pretty evil, but I'm like, wow. Wouldn't put it past the owners, actually. That's not a bad, like,
them either.
Yeah, you know what? Let's deaden the ball for the good of the game, but in all actuality, right, we're going to screw their stats.
I don't doubt.
They don't change the hockey puck every year. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's only baseball every damn year. They're like, oh, it's got more of a bounce. It's got less of a bounce. There's less drag. There's more drag. Oh, we change it. And remember last year, they had a new ball, but they didn't use the ball in spring training for whatever reason. They said, oh, we're going to use a new ball, but we'll give it to you on opening day. And then everybody started using the sticky stuff. Like, baseball is whack, George, like with this stuff. Like, they're just, they create their own drama all the time.
I agree. I completely agree. I think, and once again, we're talking about it. Maybe people like the fact that we're just talking about it. They like the fact that we hate the umpires, that we're all talking about the robot umps and all that, and how terrible the umpires are. Right, any publicity is good publicity here. Why did baseball buy Rawlings in the first place? Think about that. They bought Rawlings so they could screw with the ball.
Yeah, they shouldn't have, you're right.
I think that's why they've done it. Yeah, I'm not saying they've done it this year, but... And, you know, guys keep bringing it up. As you said, guys drop the ball, and this ball bounced, you know, from this year is bouncing lower than it did last year. Da, 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 da. And how scientific that is, I don't know. But it seems to be pretty realistic to me. I like the Mets' new theory. Maybe. You know, maybe, because I think what you said is right. Because this way, hey, this way they make less money in arbitration. But you think you're also hurting yourself in ratings and everything else because the games are more boring and maybe fans won't watch as much. A lot of these games, you look at
the stands. Well, they don't even deny.
The stands, by the way, a lot of these parks are empty.
They don't deny. Yeah, you know, once the weather picks up, the attendance goes up. But it's weird. They don't even deny that they've done something to the ball. Like, they have. Like, they, you know what I mean? They've, like I said, the quote is that there's, you know, dead end but less drag on the ball, in which baseball wanted more balls in play. Yet, I don't understand the logic of this. Because, number one, the players can't hit the ball anyway, so the ball's not going to be in play no matter what the hell you do to the ball. And then, number two, so I don't really understand how a ball is more in play if it just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't get it. What do they think? The line drives are going to stay in the infield now instead? Like, stop screwing with the damn baseball. But it's a good point of yours. Like, why did they, like, the NFL doesn't buy Wilson for the footballs, right? They just say, give us some footballs. But like you said, baseball, they're on there, like, they're hiding stuff, George. Let's just call it out for what it is. What better way to hide what's going on with your company and your factory than just buy the damn factory, right? They run everything now, so they could do whatever they want. They could tell the workers, yeah, put a little extra spin in this thing. And no one would know the wiser. And they say, listen, you have a you can't disclose this or otherwise you get fired, which you know they do, right? I guarantee you they're experimenting with balls and stuff like NASA and stuff. There's this crazy stuff going on in there that they're not allowed to talk about. So it's pretty bad, though, George, like you said. And I didn't hear the Mets saying about if it's a prime time game, they use a different ball, that even the players now have their own conspiracy theories about this. That shouldn't be, George, that it's in players' heads that they're talking about, like, balls being this whack. And I got a former GM telling me, I think the owners are doing this to screw them to make less money.
It's awful, but you're not surprised. I'm not surprised. The players don't trust the owners one little bit. And I wouldn't put it past them, as you said. I doubt anyone's allowed to talk about this at Rawlings. You know, because if you do, you're going to get canned and sued and whatever else. You'll probably have to sign NDIs. Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's like research and development stuff. Exactly. They'll just say, no, this is research and development. You can't share our technology with people. Right. Like, you're going to get sued. And no one in Costa Rica is going to talk, right?
It's terrible. That way we go through this every year. We know there's something wrong. They do it every year. Next year the bowl will be the happy fun bowl again. That'll go you check swing home runs. It's frustrating.
You know, I hate to blame you. It's like the end of every segment. I'm like, I gotta blame Kurtz, because now they're gonna say, well, this is why we gotta lower the mound now. They're gonna change some rule, George. I'm telling you. Every time, like, scoring goes down and the media starts crying, because you know, George, too, like, home runs are way down, right, obviously? So people are bitching. Oh, how come home runs are down? Well, I don't know. Maybe we should lower the mound. It's like, just stop screwing with the sport. Learn to hit the ball. More with Kurtz on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Oh, yeah. We've got a surly George Kurtz on the program here tonight. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. All right, a lot of stuff, more stuff. I don't know, I sent you a tweet, George, of the kids with the Blue Jay jacket. I don't know if you saw it. Basically, this Little League team in Toronto have adopted the Blue Jays home run jacket deal. And that's not good. I was just talking about, like, you were just talking about the game and stuff. And, you know, right now at A-ball, I was talking about this last night, at A-ball level this year, they're striking out 27% of the time, man. Right? So this is the future generation of big league players, and they're striking out 27% of the time. And it's like a trickle-up effect. So now you got kids. Oh, great. So what? Now you got some, like, Little League team here. And like I said, I don't care about kids having fun. But the thing is now, George, these kids, they're going to now always be trying to hit home runs to get the stupid jacket after. And the little celebration. Oh, I want to get the jacket. I want to get the jacket. And then instead of, like, just learning how to hit the baseball and not trying to hit a home run. So that's the whole thing. Like, we can talk about rule changes and all this and about baseballs. The sport of baseball is in trouble in the big picture. And we sort of have to accept it. It's sort of like basketball, where it's become like a three-point shot game, right? It just is what it is. Everybody takes, like, you know, you used to take 17 threes in a game, man. Now, like, teams take, like, 58 threes in a game. And they either hit them or they don't, and that's the new baseball, George. It's a power sport. I guess this is the best way of putting it. It's a power sport. Power arms, power at the plate, nothing else in between.
I got nothing to add. You are 100% right. It's what it is, all right? It's what gets you paid. Right, singles don't get you paid anymore. Yeah, you can hit 220, but if you get 40 home runs, you're going to get paid.
And then they complain, well, the offense is down. Yeah, because all the players are, like, literally, all they care about is their launch angle. Like, literally, it's the launch angle velocity. It's like turning into a little science game with these guys. All right, we'll get some picks from Kurtz on the way out here on the other side.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.